Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the extensive infrastructure maintenance program has been running since the 22nd of June. Many of you have been complaining about Rand Water and the fact that you have not had water for days, and you expected it to be a short-term maintenance plan. It hasn't been that pleasant for many of you. Let's try and understand, you know, what all of this means and what actually is going on. Dr. Farrell Adams is a WaterCan executive manager on the line with us. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Dr. Adam.
Good evening, Pamela, and thank you for having me on your show, and good evening to all your listeners.
Residents of Johannesburg are getting impatient. Should they be, or is this all above board and we should just be patient? It's for a good cause.
So I think that it's a combination. In terms of the maintenance, yes, I think that people just have to be patient, because also when Rand Water says they've completed a certain section and they're on track, etc., it doesn't mean that water is going to be flowing directly into reservoirs and the reservoirs are full enough. So they have to just give it a few more days and be patient about that. But it's really hard to be patient when you don't have water for extended number of days. I think some of the communities are going for 7 days. But I keep repeating that this maintenance that's happening is at a Rand Water side, which is your bulk supplier. It's not going to take away the challenges that we're already experiencing at a municipal level.
Okay, so I think is very, very key. One of the reasons for me why that is key is that you've seen it, we've seen it publicly. I don't get the sense that Rand Water and City of Johannesburg, you know, work very nicely together. Well, publicly, it doesn't seem like that. So it's often we get the impression that it's their problem. The other one saying, no, it's their problem. So we need to get a clear understanding who is doing what and what needs to be done and what should we be expecting.
Absolutely. And part of the problem with, you know, this poor communication, and that's what we've been stressing, is that we need better communication from all sides, you know. So Rand Water, Joburg Water, and then the City of Joburg. And that's one of the calls. Like, you know, if you think about water and the present mayor, who I'm not sure is going to be there much longer, but has been very silent and absent. And that is part of the reason that, you know, people are now angry. But I think that, firstly, it's communication. So just tell people what is going on and explain it properly, as if you're explaining to people that are not engineers. So explain that this is the maintenance. It's going to be for 7 days. After that, it's going to be another 3 or 4 more days to fill the reservoirs. But after that, it's Joburg Water's responsibility, and this is why. Or it's the municipal's responsibility, and this is why. So it's explaining it so that people understand. Right now, we don't. You give us high-level posters of this is the timeline for the maintenance. We'll be in this area, that area, and that area. And there'll be no water kind of problems. That was the initial statement. And that hasn't been the case, right? So come out and publicly tell us. When you're going through such major maintenance, you need to be hands-on. You need to be there with your hands rolled up, the sleeves rolled up, and telling people what is going on as it's happening.
Okay. So people, I think, initially were quite open to, okay, we now understand maintenance has to happen. So we're going to bite the bullet and we're going to be fine. As we said, and you've just acknowledged, communication hasn't been great. So it is Rand Water that's busy with maintenance right now. But the people who actually get the flak at the end of the day is the city, because Rand Water does go out to say, we're done, we finished, we've opened the tap. But the taps don't run all the way to us, because the city's pipes themselves still needs to gear up to take water to us.
Yes, and what happens is when you do maintenance, as has happened, or when you don't have water flowing through the pipes, that in some cases, when it does start flowing again, there will be air, there will be blockages, and they need to check that as well. in some areas, they opened it, and the water was at such a force that it started just causing, or I'm laughing, but it's actually sad, like water bursts along, you know, in those areas. So, but this is, you're right. And if you're living in the city of Joburg, then it's Joburg Water's responsibility to then make sure that everyone gets water in their tap. Mm. And then if you're in Ekurhuleni and so on, et cetera, then it's the municipality, right? So the maintenance is done at the Rand Water side, but it hasn't been done where it's now coming from Rand Water to the residents and to all the users. That is where we need the bulk of our maintenance. So if you look at a lot of the reports which says, we in Johannesburg need about R1 trillion over 10 years to fix our pipes, then it's talking about the Joburg Water pipes. And just to give you an image of the amount of pipes we have, Joburg Water is responsible for about 12,000 kilometers of water pipes and 11,000 of sewage sanitation pipes, right? In their budget, they are going to be fixing 80 kilometers.
Sure.
We need to be fixing about 400 kilometers a year.
And it's pipes, right? So one leak here affects another portion there. So in a way, one wonders whether even this attempt is going to assist the entire chain, because these are pipes. So I don't know if I'm making sense, or it can be done and it can be successful and we will reap those benefits.
Yeah. Look, I think that the maintenance Rand Water is doing is definitely very important. It has to be looked at separately, though. But what is needed to accompany that, to make the system better, is to have the maintenance at the municipal level. And that's where we need to push as residents, as people living in the cities, that we need to say more money must go to the maintenance of the municipal pipes, and there needs to be a ring fencing, because they can get the money. It needs to be used just for the maintenance, because we're at that stage now where if we leave it, you know, in 3 years' time, there's no turning back. We're going to be just destroying our infrastructure. So this is something that we can focus on for the next 3 years and get it fixed.
So
that's what we need to do.
So WaterCan is a wing of Outer. And I saw today earlier, you know, Outer saying, Outer also says, yes, the mayor has to go. With regards to water and water infrastructure within the city of Johannesburg, and of course, there are different city administrative wings in Ekurhuleni and as well as in Tshwane, for instance. But if you just focus on Johannesburg, will there be enough money? And can a mayor really affect change? What really has to happen for the kind of budget that we require to be actually ring-fenced for the maintenance that's required? In your view, what has to happen?
So I think that, you know, there's the massive amount that I've mentioned with things talked about, but I do think that there's a few things as a mayor that you can do. One is, you are in a leadership position, so lead. You know, you need to be present. You need to be talking to your constituencies. You need to be able to explain to them what is going on. It's been very rare that the mayor has come out and talked about it. And yes, we have a challenge with budget. And the city will always say, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money. But we have to start being creative. Because if we don't, we are going to damage the city to a point where we can't fix it. Now, in terms of water revenue, Joburg Water collects about 12 billion rand from residents, from consumers. That is the amount that they're making, 12 billion. But that money all goes to the city of Johannesburg. Then the city of Johannesburg takes 1 billion and gives it back to Joburg Water and says, you function with this 1 billion. And then they use the other money on other things. Some of them, of course, the things they use is good. Some of it is actually, we don't need to have these, you know, pie in the sky plans and refurbish council to the cost of, what was it, $2 billion that they were trying to do that. So you rein in your spending and you use it on the important things in your city for now. And we say, Joburg Water themselves will say, if they get R3 billion, they can function properly. So give them the R3 billion. You're already giving them the one.
Yeah.
They're making $12 billion. Give them the three. Start cutting back on other costs. Mm. You can. You don't need 500 bodyguards and blue light brigade. Stop all of that and cut where you can. We need to become meaner and leaner in order to make sure that our city thrives.
Dr. Adam, I've got a caller. Dr. Selby, good evening and welcome. Dr. Selby?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Dr. Selby?
I'm blessed beyond measure. Good evening to your visitors.
Dr. Adam, are you able to hear Selby?
I think you're going to have to help me. I can just hear a little bit.
So you can hear a little
good
bit.
Good evening. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Dr. Okay. Selby, go ahead.
Yeah. Pamela, I don't deny the fact that maybe they might having a problem with pipes and the like. But to me, it seems like there's something else that they are not telling us about. Mm. Because last time when the mayor was there, I complained about water. The mayor called the rainwater. They talked. After they talked, water started to get finished at around about 9 p.m. We were, before it was getting finished at 12, midday. Mm. It dropped for a week, it was getting finished at 9. Mm. It started dropping from 9 to 8 to 6. It went back to 12 now. And this problem, we had this problem, now I'm sure it's 3 to 4 years now having this problem. Mm. Before they say they are fixing pipes and the like. Now, it seems like there's something that they do not tell us. Because they said the reservoir is too little. They can't, the reservoir can't carry the water that is sufficient for us all. But now, how did it change to the fact that now we're getting water until 9 o'clock evening? And now, why did it drop?
Dr. Adam?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's exactly the kind of questions, and it's a very good question in terms of what people are feeling, right? Mm. So, in fact, what is being asked now is what's being asked almost in every area in Joburg. Mm. And and then you have to sit back and say, what is that question exactly, which is the caller has said, is there's something else going on? Mm. And the reality is that what is really going on is poor communication.
Mm.
So just tell people what is going on and why so many reservoirs across the city are struggling, even in areas where land water maintenance is completed. There is, you know, the job of water also needs to be able to articulate what is going on and let people know instead of keeping us in the dark. Because when you keep us in the dark, we start thinking other things, that there's a bigger issue at play. Where it might be very minor and they'll let us know. Then we'll be calmer as ordinary citizens, you know. And so it's a very real question. And it is true that that is what happens, that sometimes, so for example, in Emerinch, I don't know if you remember, there was a protest a couple of weeks ago. And for 9 days, people didn't have water after the land water maintenance. And what happened was, sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So, and then I think Joburg Water is actually diverting water from one reservoir to feed into the Emerentia system because the reservoirs weren't able to do what they needed to do. So they, so in terms of your caller saying, and then, you know, there was water and then there wasn't, there's a possibility that there's a little bit of water shifting happening, but we don't know. We're making assumptions. And that is everyone's frustration.
Dr. Farrell Adam is Executive Director at WaterCat. I mean, it's so frustrating, but I think you've got the gist of what's happening there. So thank you so much, Dr. Adam. And hopefully we'll talk again sometime when everybody's a little bit calmer and some more residents in Johannesburg have got water. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Adam.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.